This is Miss Melissa, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub. Welcome back to the Dog Days of Advent. What's the Dog Days of Advent? Well, it's a quirky little cousin of the Dog Days of Podcasting, except in December, we're maybe not so strict. Some of us do 24 days, some of us do 12, and some of us just post here and there. You can find the link to the Mondo feed with everyone's posts at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. Day 9. Lantern. The wind changes, she said, just before something big happens. Haven't you noticed? He looked up from where he was sitting in the living room, already half smiling.
Oh no, not the Weather Witch routine again. Last time you said that, the sump pump exploded.
That wasn't my fault, she replied, her tone making it clear she'd been waiting years for him to bring it up again. And you have noticed. Every big storm we've ever had starts with this. He opened his mouth to argue, then shut it again, because she was right. She always felt these things a moment before they happened. 30 winters together had taught him that much. He stood, listening with her. The pressure in the air shifted. A faint metallic tremor ran through the holiday lights on their balcony. The house seemed to inhale.
Yeah, he admitted quietly. Okay, I feel it.
The transformer outside gave a low, uneasy hum, faltering just long enough to make her pause with the mixing bowl in her hands. Then the lights blinked once, sharp, warning, and everything went dark. No gentle dimming, no slow fade, just out. From the living room, he called,
"Well, Merry Christmas to us."
She laughed softly. We didn't forget to pay the bill, did we? It was an old joke, one carried forward from a time in their lives when forgetting the bill was a genuine possibility. Back then, humor had been their only reliable light source. Using it now softened the edge of the sudden dark.
We paid it, he said, already feeling his way toward her. This one's the grid.
They met in the hallway, as they always did during storms. Hands first, then foreheads touching. A simple ritual formed in the years when they'd had so little and leaned so much on each other. After 3 decades, they could have found each other blindfolded on another planet.
Should I check the breakers?
He asked. No, she said. Get the lantern. He hesitated. Not because he didn't know where it was, but because the lantern lived in the box they rarely touched. The one from a winter they didn't talk about often, when outages weren't inconveniences but everyday realities. And that small, metal lantern had been the only light they could count on. Touching it meant touching all of that again.
The one from the old place? He asked quietly.
She nodded, though he couldn't see it. He went to the bedroom closet. Top shelf. Box marked MISC for miscellaneous, though they both knew exactly what was in it. While she moved toward the front window. Outside, their suburban cul-de-sac was dark and still. A few neighbors stepped onto porches with tea candles or phone flashlights, their voices drifting low, softened by cold air. He returned, carrying the lantern gently in both hands. Tin sides, tiny punched stars. The fabric-wrapped handle from a winter they survived together, even when they weren't entirely sure how.
Oh, she murmured.
I really thought we'd lost it.
You would have noticed, he said, though his voice held the same sort of relief.
They lit it together, the wick caught with a small golden bloom, casting star-shaped shadows across the bookshelves, the framed photographs, the holiday cards lined along the mantel. The lantern glowed exactly as it always had, modest, steady, familiar.
It still works, he said.
It always did. They settled onto the couch, shoulders touching, the lantern resting on the coffee table between them. Its warmth didn't heat the room so much as ease it, smoothing the edges of memory until then and now sat comfortably beside each other. For a while, they simply breathed in the quiet, letting the dark be gentle instead of heavy. Eventually, she stood and looked out the window. The street was dark, still, waiting. Snow began to fall.
Hey
Hey, real quick, before I jump back into the credits, I just wanted to give a shout out to my fellow Dog Days of Advent participants so far. That's Chris Moody and Nick Spencer. Chris is doing his Chris Chats and it's slice of life about his day. And he's also sharing some really quirky and interesting music with us. And Nick's is doing this thing called NPC Matchmaker that makes you want to game even if you haven't done RPGs in 2 decades, like me. Check them both out at the Mondo feed or visit their individual sites, because it's totally worth it. And now back to the credits. This podcast is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartel under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 4.0 International License. For show notes, including links and references, please visit bathtubmermaid.com. Special thanks to our patrons, Nuke Jess, Susan Fogle, Jason Banks, Clay Robeson, Charlotte and Ken Kennedy, Mark the Encaffeinated One, Selena Taylor, Fran Hutchinson, Patricia Kleindienst, and Steve Pritchard. If you want to help keep the tub full, please consider joining them at patreon.com/bathtubmermaid. Remember, bubbles fade, but voices don't. Keep swimming and resist.